This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. You always get phone calls at showtime. I don't know why that is. You've heard their ad, and they sell something right now that you can absolutely buy, and you don't have to worry about some of the things that may be coming down the road just simply because it doesn't match, except for maybe one instance. But joining me again from Mech Tech is Mark Allred. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, yeah. Did everything get resolved?
Well, our website, our email server is still offline. Our website is at least partially back up. The homepage is up, and you can still get in. You can now get into the store to make purchases. So not all the pages are available yet. They've been working hard around the clock all week.
Well, they
get us this far.
Well, that's good. That's nice that they've got you that far, at least. That's got to be somewhat helpful. Now, what I would like to do, here, let me make sure that we do this. Let's, first of all, I did a YouTube video off of the Mech Tech, and I've got a couple of questions I'd like to ask you just off of the Q&A on that.
Sure.
Just simply because apparently people don't know some of these things. So some of these I've tried to answer myself. But let's start with the first one. Using the Mech Tech CCU, can you pick out targets with accuracy at 200 yards?
I would expect if you've got the right ammo, then you probably would. Most shooters that I've talked to are usually in the 100 to maybe 150-yard range. I had a gentleman a couple years ago with a 45 caliber unit. Say he was making a beer can dance at 130 yards, and so I haven't heard any real long range accuracy experiences beyond that 100-150 yard range, but I would imagine it would be.
Does it work with the polymer 80 frame?
Oh yes, we have lots of customers using the polymer 80 frames.
Now, do you have to get the one that corresponds to the similar Glock, like the Glock 17, frame, which I have? That would work with a regular poly 80 frame. That it would be the replacement for the Glock 17 size pistol.
Yeah. The polymer 80 makes at least three different sizes frames. I think the compact, the standard frame, like the 17 you mentioned, and I think they make it for the large frame, the 21.
Yes, they do.
You just order it for the Glock version equivalent of the polymer that you have.
But that one, now, do you still have to have the same thing? You still have to have the standard Glock trigger in there, the stock Glock trigger?
Yes, we recommend the factory OEM trigger.
I did, when I was testing this one, I one of the things I don't like about the Glock trigger, and one of the reasons I change them out of the pistols, is that with the pistol, that take up and that sponginess it lends to me pushing left, pushing right, pushing in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. With this, because I've got what, I've got three more points of contact, basically, although I have my forward hand, instead of supporting my pistol hand, it's out on a nice hand guard, and I've got my cheek on it, and I've got my shoulder on it. It not so much. I didn't notice it so much.
Yeah, you're right. That would take a lot of that variableness out of the equation of that trigger. We have a lot of people that, they replace just the bar or some of the springs, and some of those aftermarket changes will cause it not to function. Our CCU is really kind of picky when it comes to the trigger, but there is a way to kind of tune the CCU a little bit,
right?
That works a lot of the time. It's not a guarantee, but every once in a while we find get a call from somebody who has a stock factory trigger, hasn't changed out any of the parts, and when they get the CCU, the trigger's not functioning properly, and so we walk them through this process. I've put a YouTube video up for how to do it, and I don't know that we've had anybody not be successful at getting their factory trigger to work with our system doing that.
I had a agency arms trigger in it, which it didn't want to function at all. Put the stock trigger in it, good to go.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah,
now, some of these questions, and I got a couple of these questions that I thought were sort of silly, like this one, do they make it for the Glock 43?
No.
That's what I thought. Then I had this one, and I don't have any sort of context. I replied to it. This guy goes, check your barrels and your rifling. There's hardly any rifling in a whole bunch of them, and they're bored crooked. If they have some pictures, if you're interested, you're going to be able to sight it in. If you want to, I'd send them back, all one sentence. And I said, this has not been my experience, although, you know, maybe that's happened. Did you contact MechTech when this occurred?
Yeah.
Like nothing ever happens. You guys have been in business how long?
About 21 years.
Yeah. So I have no context as to when this happened or when he bought it or if he even actually knows what we're talking about here.
I've seen a few contacts even on our Facebook page and on a post, and somebody will say, well, I've had this problem and that problem, and I look up the name, and at least under that name, I don't see them in our customer database. But I usually get on there and say, well, if you've got an issue, please call us. We don't want customers to have an issue with our product. So I always encourage people to call. We'll take care of you and get you running.
Here's a interesting question. So the barrel and length, even with the folding stock or extending stock, means this isn't an SBR when you put a pistol in it, ? Because a number of these carbine kits would require the pistol to have the barrel switched out to an 18-inch to make the carbine kit a regular length rifle. Now, I just demonstrated how this goes on, right? So, and I mean, I'm presuming that a 16-inch barrel makes it a carbine. Yeah, so it's not one of these things where I need to have a lawyer with me when I go to the range, is it? It's already cooked in this way, and it's going to work just perfectly.
Right. Right. The barrel is actually like 16.2 inches from the muzzle, flat of the muzzle to the breech face. And the way that federal ATF measures for a short-barreled rifle is with any extended stock extended out to a using length. And so as long as it's over 26 inches there, you're good to go. Only a couple of states, California and I want to say Michigan, measure with those extended or extending stocks pushed in. And so, you know, our telestock in those two states probably is under 26 inches. But all of the others are over 26 inches. Even when they're pushed all the way in, because we don't offer a folding mechanism.
Right.
But we do have the M4 6-position adjustable stock.
Let me get you to hold right there, Mark. We're coming up on the break.
Sure.
Coming up on the break. We're talking about MechTech. We're dispelling all of the myths and questions you may have to clear the way for you making that decision. Talking to Mark Allred. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. That is the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, Reformation, Providence, the militia line. It just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking with Mark Allred from MechTech, the MechTech CCU, the carbine conversion unit, takes the lower of a pistol and makes it a carbine with longer range, higher. It's going to hit you harder if you get hit with it, and all that other stuff. And it makes it more of a viable weapon. And that's really what it boils down to, right? That's why you came out with these things, the way you overbuilt them and everything. They're sort of indestructible, aren't they?
Yeah, we've had them described as built like a tank a number of times, especially when compared to some of the other pistol carbines on the market. If you run out of, I've told a couple of people, if you run out of ammo, you can use it as a club and beat them to death.
Yeah. So then, inevitably, whenever I do something like this, I've got somebody that thinks they're one of these NFA lawyer types. So I got this. So the barrel and length, even with the folding stock, means this isn't an SBR when you put a pistol in. Question mark, because a number of these carbine kits would require the pistol to have the barrels. Well, I think we already talked about that one, though, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he comes back. He comes back at me later. He comes back telling somebody the big problem with these conversion kits tends to have is that due to the short barrel, it often ended up as an SBR, and you didn't do the pistol as an SBR before putting it in the kit. You would be in possession of an unregistered SBR. Everybody's afraid of the SBR.
Yeah. Well, you know, our unit is with a proper buttstock, 16-inch barrel. It's over 26 inches the way the federal ATF measures. And most of our configurations are over 26 inches, period.
Right.
Even at their shortest. So we have never run afoul of SBR issues.
Gotcha.
Now, we've had some customers cut down their barrel in the days before we offered our PCU version.
Right.
But they've done that. They did that to themselves. I've never had that be an issue.
One of the things that this particular individual says is that on your website, you don't say anything about it being compliant. But, I mean, with the way the things are set up to begin with, there is really no question about this. This is not an SBR. This is just simply repurposing something from a pistol to basically a rifle, yeah?
Yes, you're right, Bill. That's exactly what it is. That's why we call it a carbine.
Carbine, yes. Then I got this, and this is the thing about these things, Mark, that I don't understand, because I have one very dominating thought when it comes to guns that I'm going to use for self-defense. My dominating thing is buy once, cry once. And I get this from this commenter. My only thing is this, is that it would be cheaper just to buy a Kel-Tec Sub 2000 that takes Glock mags. For the price range, something like the Rony would actually feel more like a Glock conversion. This is like putting a Glock grip on an already existing firearm. No offense to MechTech, but personally, this feels pointless and much too expensive. Again, it would be cheaper to get a Rony MCX or an actual pistol caliber carbine like the Sub 2000. And not by a negligible amount. The average cost of these CCUs is around whatever, and the Rony is around $400, the Sub 2000 is $500, and it's a full gun. The problem is, I have a Rony. I know what a Rony is. I have one, and, you know, the Rony is basically just making the pistol itself a little bit bigger. It's not, there is no barrel change to this to it when you stick the gun in the Rony. There's no change in the pressure. There's no change in the range.
Mm-hmm.
I just get my shoulder and my face to go on it.
Yeah, it's a cosmetic.
It's
option.
Yeah, it. You know, I could see a little bit of an advantage to using that. But if I'm going to take the time to stick the pistol in anything, I would want it to be performing better than a pistol.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not intimately familiar with all the Roni products.
Right.
But most, you're right. They don't give you a true barrel extension. A lot of them don't give you a barrel extension at all. And aren't a lot of them SBRs? You have to re-register.
I don't know. I've got one that has a pistol brace on it.
You're putting a butt stock on your pistol.
Yep.
With a 4 or 5 inch barrel, so it's way under 26 inches. And as far as the Kel-Tec, you know, Kel-Tec makes them. I'm a big fan of the Kel-Tec KSG.
Right.
But their pistol carbines. I've had customers compare us, you know, the way they're built. When ours are built like a tank, and that one feels like it's going to break because it's so lightweight. Which, okay, if you're going to hike for 20 miles, there's an advantage to having less weight. But our barrels are much heavier, and the whole our units sometimes are considered a little bit on the heavy side. But that just controls, contains the what recoil there is. You're still only shooting pistol ammo. But with that longer barrel, as you've mentioned, you get a big performance increase in muzzle velocity, accuracy, well, way down range of what a pistol can do.
I'm going to tell you the only advantage I see to things like the Roni. And the Roni is, with the Roni, you stick the whole gun in there. That just tells me that if the Roni breaks, that I can salvage the whole gun by pulling it back out. But I don't think the MechTech CCU is going to break because it's just so over-engineered. And connecting the lower to it, it's pretty easy to do, but at the same time, when it's on there, that thing is on there. It's not coming off accidentally at all.
Right.
So, coming up on the next break, MechTech, give out the website to go find MechTech, please, Mark.
It's www.mechtechsys.com. That's MechTechSys.com.
For those of you that have guns that can't find rifles right now, this is a place that can make a difference. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Black Friday with a much different feel during the pandemic. Some stores did see long lines of people waiting to get in for those deals. The customers were wearing masks and socially distancing, but other stores doing things completely different.
We've already started having people arrive. Usually there's a line and there's people, it's packed by now, but right in this year we're doing appointments this morning and online shopping with the same discounts. So pivoted a little bit this year, or a lot.
Owner of the Red Barn Mercantile in Alexandria, Virginia, Amy Rutherford, speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Online sales did top $5 billion on Thanksgiving, according to Adobe Analytics. That's a jump of nearly 22% over the last year. The company tracks data on transactions from 80 of the top 100 online retailers. USA Radio News. President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling. A media watchdog organization claims if voters were aware of stories that were ignored by the media, President Trump would have won re-election. It cites the president's Mideast peace deal and 33.1% economic growth since June as examples of stories ignored by the media. The survey found that 17% of people who cast ballots for Biden would have changed their vote if they had been aware of one or more of these important stories. That's according to the Media Research Center. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Mark Allred from MechTech Systems. I have a CCU here. I tried to send this one back to you, Mark, but then Diane's like, Bill, why don't, or maybe it was you. Somebody said, why don't you just hang on to that for a while? I'm thinking about getting a Poly 80 lower, or a Poly 80 lower, and just setting it up full time. And then that way I would have a true carbine that is running Glock stuff. And, you know, I got 333 rounders and 327 rounders. That's a pretty fair setup for that thing. And it'd be small. It'd be lightweight. It, you know, thinking about doing that and just setting up my own little, Antifa welcome wagon bag. What do you think?
I think you're doing that's what a lot of our customers do, particularly the Polymer 80, guys, we've got people, customers buying it almost as one of their first guns, or maybe they've only got rifles and they don't really do much with pistols, but they buy our unit and the Polymer 80 to dedicate to it, so that they've got something that fires a much, much cheaper pistol ammo.
Right.
And they've got a dedicated setup that if they needed to, it could come off. They can go to a number of different manufacturers and buy a slide and a barrel for their P80, and they could have a pistol setup in no time. But but that's very, very common, especially with that 80% lower.
Well, I mean, the other thing is that when you have accessories to this, where you can mount a sling on it, that you can get sights to go with it. It has a Picatinny rail where you can mount a optic to it. The other thing that I think with these things that comes up is that I presume that these will work just fine with self-defense 9mm ammo. Is that a fair assumption for me to make?
They do, yes. Yeah, they do generally work. I have noticed sometimes on the really wide open
hollow points. Yeah.
Sometimes those can be a little bit of an issue, but we have a lot of guys using them for their self-defense weapons. And so we get calls, do you work with this ammo? Do you work with that ammo? You know, they're just like any firearm. Each firearm, even though they all come off the same line as their brother before them and after them, tend to be a little bit picky as to which ammo they like to shoot best.
Sure, sure.
And so our unit's no different in that. You're just going to have to you're going to have to go out and spend some time shooting it and find out which ammo works, feeds and cycles best in yours. People will find a number of them do.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. So with self-defense ammo in a Glock pistol, that's designed to work and try to mimic the terminal ballistics of, say, bigger calibers, so that there's really no discernible difference between the terminal ballistics between a 45 ACP and the 9mm. So if you take that same 9mm round that's supposed to run really good in that 4-inch barrel, what's it going to do with a 16-inch barrel?
Depending on the bullet weight and load, you're going to see like 100 to almost a little over 200 foot per second increase in muzzle velocity. We get a lot of law enforcement guys buying these personally, and a lot of them use them on their SWAT teams as their entry rifles because they've got one set of magazines and ammo that they're going into a situation with, and they don't have the over-penetration of the .223. But they've got a bigger kick, but they've got a bigger punch than the 9, but not so big that it's going to go through multiple walls if they miss.
That's an interesting point. I had not really considered that because, like, one of the problems that they had with the Honey Badger is the way they took their literature. They said, this is a replacement for the MP5.
Oh, yeah.
But this would actually be, and I've handled MP5s and H&K clones. This is, as far as the way these things are built and their overall toughness and the overall quality and everything else that goes in them, I would put these up against any H&K simply because they simply function the same. They function as good, and they're built like a tank. And I had never thought of that as an MP5. That's a less expensive way to get a good quality, hard weapon that's going to work with 9mm and make it more than it is, right?
Yes.
So, now I presume, I haven't asked to do this, but I presume that when we take, and you look at the wide body, the bigger bodied Glocks, like the Glock 10mm, that becomes something altogether different, doesn't it?
Well, we've got a lot of hunters using the 10mm. Hog hunting down on the Gulf Coast is real popular, and that our 10mm unit, we sell a lot of them to Gulf Coast states for that. And then we've got guys deer hunting all across the country with them, even out to 150 yards. With those 10mm, and some of them on the 1911 guys get the 460 Roland.
Wow!
For their hunting. Well, we don't do the Roland in the Glocks and the XDs because of our the physical characteristics of our barrel configuration on those models. But that 10mm, that's a hot little round, and you know, up here in the Northwest, Montana. it's become very popular for bear as a bear protection. And we've got a number of guys around here carrying our unit also for that purpose.
That was the thing I was going to talk about, because I have a guest coming on in the third hour today, and we talk all the time about bear attacks when these guys go hunting, especially the bow hunters and everything else. And some of them do carry a Glock 10-millimeter pistol, but, I mean, that's not going to have the same range as this thing would have, and it's still smaller, it's still lighter. I know some of these hunters get out there and say, well, you know, pounds, you know, ounces equal pounds, and pounds equal pain. I don't know. I don't know if carrying that would be, if that would hurt more than being munched on by a grizzly.
I don't. Well, I don't know that anybody's necessarily carrying our unit when they hunt. I know I bow hunt. I would not also carry my mech tech when I'm bow hunting, because it doesn't just sit on your hip like a pistol.
Gotcha.
And you need both hands for your for a bow. But for hikers. Day hikers or going out on a cross country hike, it's certainly doable, and it's small enough, especially with our telestock, to go in a back. You could put it in a backpack or strap it on the outside of the backpack.
Right.
And you're right. You're going to get much better range. The 10 millimeter round gets the biggest performance boost.
Hang on for me, Mark. I'm too busy listening to you to be sampling this stuff. I'm missing the breaks. You hang on there for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Mark Allred from MechTech. Now, with what is the impending, some would say, presidency of Joe Biden, for the most part, with one exception, your product line is going to be completely untouched, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not anticipating any issues at this point with our CCU.
And I mean, really, truly, I don't know how many people are actually going to enjoy that within the gun industry. The only thing that you might have an issue with is, for some reason, the ATF seems to have it in for the arm brace.
Kind of looking that way, possibly, although the honey bear badger may have kind of stood out like a little more than they intended to, the way they advertised. So it kind of depends on what they end up looking at as far as arm braces and styles go.
Well, considering how many of them are out there, because I think Alex Bosco told me that just on the SB Tactical ones alone, he believes there's like 7 or 8 million of those out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're...
I just don't see that just happening with a slam dunk. I mean, just like the bump stock, I would expect to see a lot of litigation out of that.
Mm-hmm. I would think so. It should be pretty clear when something is intended to be a pistol, and I would think that intention's gotta account for any way you want to look at that product or consider that product. How was it designed and manufactured? Is it clearly intended to be used as a pistol with an arm brace, as opposed to, we're kind of playing around it at sort of being a shoulder stock. And so in that case, I think our, I think we should be in good condition with our PCU, because the arm brace we use, a Tailhook Mod 1, is most clearly not, I think, not intended to be a shoulder stock.
Well, you know, I,
so hopefully that's that some cooler heads will
prevail,
but yeah. You're right. Depending on how this election ends up finally going, that cooler heads may not be part of the equation.
Well, I mean, what it all comes down to is, especially with gun rights and everything, I don't know. It's not. There's a lot of logistical heavy lifting they would have to do, isn't there? I mean, you've been in business for how long? Let's say they decided to target you. How long have you been in business? You've been in business 25 years?
Not quite. Maybe 21.
And if you had to make a guess, as far as how many of these CCUs are out there, what would you...
50,000? I mean, we're a small company that admittedly hasn't always had the most effective marketing, but I would say we've probably sold 50,000 over the years.
Well, the thing is, since this is considered to be an accessory, and there's no tracking, and there's no registering, and there's no none of this nonsense, how would they find those?
Well, that's just it. It's an accessory. You're right. How many scopes are out there? Well, who knows? And anybody that's got a P80 and at a CCU, they're completely off the books with everything.
So
they're completely legal.
Yeah, that's where their problem would come in.
Yeah, it would be a monumental challenge, and that's even if you can overcome, they can somehow overcome the pro Second Amendment attitude in certainly most of the middle part of the country in the West, Midwest. That's probably right now our biggest bulwark against an overreach.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I keep hearing this figure of 200 or 20 million AR-15s. I find that hard to believe that there's only that few out there, considering how many people. I mean,
yeah.
in 2016, right? In 2016, when everybody thought it was going to.
I could see there being that many in Montana.
but that also becomes a big. Most of the stuff that they're talking about doing. I saw a figure, and we're going by NSSF figures. There's 172 million AR-15 type guns, standard capacity magazines, and I don't remember what the other one was, what the other thing was. And that's what they would have to track down or buy back or whatever. They would have to register. The other problem is that since they want to do all this stuff with the NFA and everything, How do you register a magazine that doesn't have a serial number?
They can't. and I don't know of any manufacturer that puts any kind of a serial number on their magazines. So that you can't even tell which generation of magazine it was if there was a change, other than by feature. So, yeah, they've got... it would be a monumental task trying to really go after things like that.
Yeah. So
from a logistics standpoint, and not and we already know that the anti-gunners play fast and loose with their definitions. I mean, look at how they've defined assault rifle.
Well, they never really have defined it. It's all based on cosmetic features.
Right.
So, the other problem I think they're going to have is if they try to do this legislatively, I don't think Nancy can get the votes together, because it's very evident that most of America is not interested in any more gun control now.
And there's a lot of numbers out there that show that it's not effective anyway.
No. It's, we've already had that one time, and it didn't do anything. It made no discernible change. in crime. And you've got a better chance of being kicked to death than you do shot by any kind of rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Exactly.
But then again, if you're concerned about these kind of things, MechTech has got you covered because they've got the perfect thing, the CCU. These things are absolutely built like a tank. I mean, I could take this one. I'm not going to. But I could drive over it. I could probably drop it out of an aircraft at high altitude. It's just that over-engineered, and this will take your Glock, your Springfield XD, or your 1911, and turn it into a carbine. And whatever caliber it's in, it's going to be more effective. It's going to hit harder. It's going to go out further. It's going to be a true carbine. You don't have to worry about it being an SBR or any of these other things. They've already dotted those I's and crossed those T's. And now that they're with me, MechTech, though, you'll be hearing from them more often because I can already tell that Mark sort of leans into that whole political thing. We're going to have some fun in 2021, Mark, okay? So thank you very much for joining me this evening.
I've enjoyed it again. I look forward to our next chat.
Give Diane my regards.
I will do that.
Yes, sir.
I will do that.
All right. MechTech, MechTechSys.com. I think that kind of product line is actually where most people would say that's a niche, it actually fills a issue that you didn't know might arise. Because right now, finding certain things, ARs or any pistol caliber carbines, hard to do. He's got them in stock right now. Totally legal. Ship them straight to your house. Don't have to go through an FFL. MechTechSys.com. Coming up on hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish you would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.